Warren Sharp, Director of Infrastructure Services. You're over to LSO Council.
So the decision to remove trees from Congo, that area near the Congo sand quarry, tell us, how did that come about?
Yeah, look, we've undertaken an assessment of the trees along the roadside within the section that's within private property there, and identified that those risks are a risk to the community from a travelling perspective. Obviously, there's the additional complicating issue here of ensuring that both council's liability and the landowner's liabilities are protected. So we've developed a way to remove the minimum number of trees to achieve a much lower risk environment and still allow the community to utilise that roadway.
Some of the locals are saying the trees there are actually endangered and need to be protected. Does council take any of this into consideration?
Yeah, we do. And in fact, we looked at a lot more trees along that section of the road, and we've come up with a way to actually protect the most important habitat trees along that stretch of road and to do the tree clearing in one particular location on one side of the road so that we can avoid impacting those really important trees. But at the end of the day, we have to strike that balance, and reality is that these trees are hard against the edge of the roadway, and they do pose a risk to the community, and as a consequence of that, they do need to be removed.
Warren, when you say a risk to the community, what risk are you talking about?
Well, look, there's two concerns that we look at. One is the risk of a car hitting a tree when travelling on the road, and unfortunately you don't have to hit a tree at very high speed to cause major injury to the occupants. And the secondary issue is that issue of trees falling on the road and limbs falling on the roadway.
A member of a local environment group, Coast Watchers, Deb Stevenson, said council is using legislation that applies to public roads to remove these trees, but said the road in question is a private road. Firstly, can you confirm if it is a private or public road, and is her assertion correct there?
So the road actually runs through a private property, and so the members of the public pass through that roadway with the blessing of the landowner. But there are provisions in the law to ensure that where council is maintaining a road, that we can do so under the provisions of the Roads Act. And so we sought legal advice before we went down this process to ensure that the appropriate section of the Roads Act would apply. And that's been confirmed by our legal advisors that we do have a legal right and also a duty of care to act in this case.
Anthony Main has criticised council for acting on this while they're in caretaker mode. What's your response to that?
Look, we've undertaken the risk assessment. We've identified the risk. Once we've done that and had the conversation with the landowner, then we obviously need to proceed to mitigate that risk. So, the timing is the timing in this case. We've written to the landowners to inform them. So the consultation type that we do in a situation that relates to safety matters is one where we inform the community rather than, go into some other form of engagement. We've been through the process already to identify the absolute minimum number of trees that need to be removed to achieve an outcome that is safe for the community and also makes the landowner feel comfortable about continuing to allow the public to traverse his land.
So is it council's standpoint then that community consultation shouldn't be undertaken for actions like this?
The process of consultation in this particular case is to inform the community, because it is a safety matter and a legal matter, and therefore our ability to consult and change the outcome is very limited. So in this particular case, because of the liability, safety and legal issues involved, then our method of consultation is to inform the community of the action we're taking.
Warren, anything else you'd like to add?
Just that, this is a really important piece of work. It's a small piece of work. We obviously care for the environment we live in deeply, but we have to balance that and mitigate the risks to the community along our roadways, and this is a case in point. We also have to protect the interests of both landowner and also of council as an organisation. So, I think at the end of the day, we want to ensure that road remains open and that we don't finish up with a village that has a single route in and a single route out. And we've given the community another 48 hours to put some information to us, but the road will remain closed, and will remain closed until the risk is mitigated. So that means if we don't mitigate the risk, then the road will remain closed, and that will leave Congo with one road coming out from the south back to the highway via that southern route, which is not an outcome we want to see if we get into, say, a situation where we're in a bushfire situation, for instance. So it's really important that we get this risk mitigated and we get the road back open for the community.
Warren Sharp from Yorubadella Shire Council, thanks for your time.
Thanks, James. Bye.